This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and I really am on fire. President Trump will be a guest on my show next week. Lots of things going on. Go to RootForAmerica.com and check out all the breaking news. RootForAmerica.com, look at the very top, and you will see all the breaking news involving my show. But President Trump has just confirmed for my show. And I also want to start the show today by mentioning that I was contacted today by the New York Times, these vicious, disgusting liberal frauds. I want to read you the letter and I want to read you my response. I am a media reporter with the New York Times. My colleague Mark Tracy and I are working on a story about false or misleading vaccine misinformation in the audio space, meaning talk radio. We're planning to mention that Vladimir Zelenko, a guest on your show last month, made the groundless claim that young people are many times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID-19 itself, and that you have said on Facebook that the vaccine doesn't work and is a complete failure. Do you have any comment? And I guess they thought I was a shrinking violet, or maybe they thought they'd incite me to tell them to go F themselves like I do to Joe Biden every day. Let's go, Brandon. Here is my reply to the New York Times. I want you to hear it word for word. Sure, I have a comment. Every word I say is based on science and facts. A, the VAERS reporting system is the only present scientific way of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not my system. It's not based on politics. VAERS has nothing to do with conservative or liberal opinions. It is a science-based medical reporting system provided by the government and the CDC. It is the only way of keeping track of deaths, crippling injuries, and adverse reactions from any vaccine. It has been used for decades. No one in the medical community or the media has ever in history ignored or disparaged the VAERS report before until now. VAERS is known to be terribly underreported. Vaccine deaths and injuries are rarely reported because most doctors are far too busy to fill out a 40-minute detailed form, and the victim is either dead or dealing with terrible vaccine injury or unaware of VAERS' existence unless urged by a doctor to report. Studies over the past several decades show the real rates of death and injury from vaccines are as much as 10 to 100 times higher than reported on VAERS. But let's not, underline, assume this specific COVID-19 vaccine death and injury rate is greatly underreported. Let's not assume that. Let's assume this is the first vaccine to ever be perfectly and correctly reported. Last I checked 2 weeks ago, over 16,000 are reported dead directly from this vaccine, mostly from strokes, heart attacks, and blood clots. Well over 500,000 are reported injured. I had no time to even go look, by the way. I believe it's over 700,000, but to be safe, I put well over 500,000 are reported injured, many of them hospitalized, many others injured permanently. That's all information publicly available and provided by the CDC. This is all anyone needs to know to be properly informed and to make a fair decision whether to take any vaccine or not. This cannot be labeled misleading by anyone in the media. The very definition of misleading, mother trucker, liberal commie scumbags at the New York Times, I added that just now, would be to either disparage VAERS or ignore it and not report it daily to your readers, just as the media has made it a priority to report COVID cases and deaths daily on the front pages for 17 consecutive months now. The amount of deaths and significant injuries reported at VAERS is now higher than facts cannot be labeled misleading. Several times in America's recent history, the medical community has stopped, canceled, or suspended a vaccine program over a few dozen deaths or a couple of hundred deaths. That was considered scientific. The first rule of medicine is to do no harm. At any sign of harm, a vaccine should and must be questioned and or suspended if the number of deaths and injuries warrant more study as to what is happening. Never before have we even imagined a vaccine with over 16,000 deaths and over 500,000 adverse reactions, including tens of thousands of hospitalizations. Yet the official VAERS stats, which again, I stress, are almost certainly underreported, have been blacked out from the mainstream liberal biased media and social media, including your New York Times. No discussion or debate at all, no front page headlines. Anytime something is not discussed or debated or disparaged as misleading because it is different than the official government narrative, I call the very definition of intolerance, at best and at worst, tyranny. Even more facts and science for you in the New York Times. Studies are in from many countries, but in particular the UK and Israel, reporting the vaccine A is failing. A huge majority of recent cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are double-vaxxed. Fact. B, cases are slightly higher in countries with higher vaccination rates and slightly lower in countries with lower vaccination rates. At the very least, the conclusion can be drawn there is zero statistical difference between countries with higher vaccination rates versus lower rates. These are factual, credible, scientific studies from multiple countries. C, a recent UK government study reports the COVID-19 vaccine weakens your immune system and makes recipients more vulnerable to future COVID mutations. You're starting to understand, Wayne Root's not a doctor, but I write like a doctor. They had no idea what they were getting into. A recent UK government study reports the COVID-19 vaccine, and I responded to this instantly. I didn't sit and do any research. This is off the top of my head in 30 minutes, a response to the New York Times. A recent UK government study reports the COVID-19 vaccine weakens your immune system and makes recipients more vulnerable to future COVID mutations, which is no shocker, as many in the scientific community have warned for years that vaccinating in the middle of a pandemic is a mistake because it causes the virus to mutate and leaves the vaccinated more vulnerable to future new mutations than the unvaccinated who have natural immunity. And the VAERS reporting system is the only and most reliable tracking system kept by the CDC. No one has ever challenged it before, and no one has ever come up with a more reliable way of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccines. So yes, I question the success of this vaccine, and yes, I'm seriously worried about the proven deaths and injuries directly from this vaccine in the short term, as seen on the VAERS reporting system, and I'm especially worried about the long-term effects of this vaccine, which was clearly rushed into production without any of the normal safeguards or double-blind studies normally conducted over many years. By the way, I've been on TV and radio for 30 years and have never said a single negative word about any vaccine before. Unlike, say, Robert Kennedy Jr., who has also been a guest on my show, I'm not anti-vaccine, never have been, never will be. But I'm greatly concerned with this vaccine, its proven failures at stopping COVID or transmission of COVID, and the factual number of deaths and injuries reported by VAERS. If anything I've said is misleading, then you clearly don't understand the definition of science. I'm only quoting government, CDC, and scientific studies from multiple countries. More importantly, this is where I F them up. More importantly, if I got them in an alley, I would beat them so black and blue with my words. If I got them in a debate, it would be as if they were beaten in an alley with a lead pipe. My words could destroy these people, but they won't debate because I could destroy them and make them look like fools in front of the nation. More importantly, the very definition of quote-unquote science is asking questions and debate. Debate is healthy. So is critical thinking and skepticism. To not ask questions, here's where I stick the knife in and twist it and slice them and dice them. To not ask questions, especially in the face of so many Americans sick with COVID who are double-vaxxed, and so many dead or injured directly from the vaccine, as reported by VAERS, would make so but either naive, gullible, blind, deaf, or very dumb. I will be sure to quote my response to you on my national radio show today and on my national podcast. And here's one more cut of the razor. I'm proud that I can think for myself, that I don't follow mobs or follow sheep off a cliff. I'm proud that my time at Columbia University, oh, that's got to kill him, most liberal Ivy League school in America. I'm proud that my time at Columbia taught me to think critically, ask questions, never accept as fact what any government agency or any authority figure says, and always be a fearless debater. By the way, I urge that here's the piece de la resistance. Here's the cherry on top of the cake. Ooh, I stick the knife in and twirl it at you liberal scumbags. By the way, I urge the New York Times to set up a debate on this topic. I'll be thrilled to debate any expert about this particular COVID-19 vaccine and the facts reported by theirs and studies around the world. Let's do it. War, Wayne Allen Root. Now, I'm going to turn that into my weekly commentary that is nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate this weekend. My only problem is my response is 1,200 words long, and you're not supposed to write any column more than 750 words, so it's really long, and I don't want to edit one word out of it. Every single word I stand behind, and as if God was watching, what comes out moments ago before the show starts, study by Harvard researcher finds countries with the lowest COVID vaccination rates have fewer cases of COVID than fully vaccinated countries. Aha! Stick the knife right in your gut and twirl it, you commie, socialist, Marxist, fraudulent, misleading New York Times mother truckers. Don't get me on a debate stage, because I'll burn the New York Times down. Verbally, of course. I'll burn you to the very ground, because you're so dumb, you're so biased, you're so misleading. You tried to read my Facebook page. I must be scaring you. I guess facts are scaring the hell out of you. I'm coming after you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold
at 1% over the New York spot price.
Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that?
No one ever.
Just say Root. That's it.
You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hope you're with me for that opening rant. I think it was the best one I've ever done, and I've done some great ones, but that was the best one. You mother truckers in the New York Times think you're coming after me? I'm coming after you, and you better be ready. That column is going to be all over the country this weekend. That column will be on video this weekend. That column will be at conservative websites. My response to you, which is one of the best worded and not creative, not vicious, simply credible looks at the problems with the vaccine that anyone has ever presented in this prejudice, bias world of ours, where doctors are afraid to open their mouths or lose their medical license, where you can't talk on social media, where you can't talk on media, where no expert's willing to come forward except Wayne Allen Root with the truth. And you know who else? Joe Rogan. Wayne Root, Joe Rogan, and Tucker Carlson are the only three in America that tell the truth. You try and come after me, New York Times, I'll finish you off like you've never been finished off. Because I have truth on my side, and I have the patriots on my side. What have you got? A bunch of communists and fake news? Screw you. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the same sponsor who sponsors the Rasmussen Presidential Poll. The most reputable, credible, accurate presidential poll in America is now sponsored by the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root. Okay, if companies go woke, we will make them go broke. It is the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. It teaches conservatives how to use protests, boycotts, strikes, intimidation, and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades. Who could play at that game? It teaches conservatives how to become no longer the silent majority, but the loudmouth majority. I'm a loudmouth, and I'm proud of it.
And this is me teaching you how to be a loudmouth. We've all got to be loudmouths. No longer can you go to church on Sunday and turn the other cheek. It's time to smash the other cheek with a baseball bat with nails on the other end. But never let Wayne Root talk about violence. I'm talking verbally, not physically, verbally. Only liberals should use violence. Only Antifa should use violence. Only Black Lives Matter should burn the country down. Conservatives only answer with civil disobedience. Just like in the 1960s when Martin Luther King taught his activists to never answer with violence, only civil disobedience, while they were being punched, while they were being kicked, while they were being sprayed with fire hoses and attacked by police dogs, they only answered with civil disobedience, and it worked. And we're going to do the exact same thing against this fraudulent president that rigged and stole an election and is now trying to get everybody jabbed against their will. We're coming for you. You think you're coming for me? I guess you're real nervous about me. The Attorney General of New York was nervous about me a few months ago, and now the New York Times is nervous about me because it's building, baby. My audience is huge, and it's building every day because people are so excited by hearing the raw truth. They don't get the raw truth anywhere anymore. Wayne Root, Joe Rogan, and Tucker Carlson are about the only three telling the truth in the United States of America. Study by Harvard researcher finds countries with the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates have fewer cases of COVID than fully vaccinated countries. Boom. Israeli physicians and scientists warn the FDA the vaccine data is flawed. Boom. Bombshell. The leaky vaccine breakthrough variant is here. Boom. This is so amazing. When you read through this, see what I am? I don't come up with anything creative. I'm not a creator. I'm Paul Revere for conservatives. You know, the communist scumbags are coming. The communist scumbag tyrants are coming. That's my role. Paul Revere didn't change America. Paul Revere didn't save America. Paul Revere just warned America, and the warning was important, and he went down in history. That's my role. I warn America. I read all these hundreds of articles every day, and I boil them down and tell you what's in them. And here's a few of the things in them. UK data show increased COVID mortality among fully vaccinated, meaning people are dying more who are fully vaccinated than unvaccinated. You know, and nobody's telling you this. Vaccine-evading variants are emerging. So once you've been vaccinated, it modifies and it mutates and you get sicker. Here's the death count. Between February and September, 157,000 fully vaccinated patients were diagnosed with a Delta variant. Among the unvaccinated, 257,000 cases. However, the Delta infection's far more prevalent among the unvaccinated, but these patients had better outcomes. 63% of those who died from COVID were fully vaccinated. These are English facts, statistics, and science.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Moderate and progressive Democrats are continuing to try and finalize a price tag for the budget reconciliation bill, as it will be far below the originally advertised $3.5 trillion. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it and how they want to pay for it. Everyone's going to get hit one way or the other.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill, and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. An FDA panel is giving a thumbs up to Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids from age 5 through 11. The decision will be looked at next by the full FDA. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Once again, I want of Rasmussen Report's presidential poll. And every single day for the next month, you'll see the presidential poll of Joe Biden's America's hatred for Joe Biden is sponsored by the one and only Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root, which has been number one in 20 categories at Amazon over the past month or so since it's been out. Liz Peek is with us, one of our favorite guests, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, and her latest column at FoxNews.com is Biden versus Americans. His priorities like climate change ignore the top worries of most voters. Hey, Liz, how are you? Wayne Root.
I'm delighted to be with you, and I'm great. Thank you very much. Hope you are, too.
I'm great. I so agree with what you said in this column, because I've been arguing for years now, that when you look at the top 20 things that Americans care about, climate change is last in every poll. It's not. There's no working class people that give a darn about climate change. They care about jobs. They care about their incomes. They care about taxes. Matter of fact, taxes are pretty low, too, I'm sad to say, because the only people that pay it anymore are successful people like me and you. So to us, taxes are in the top five. To most Americans, they're like number 20 on a scale of 1 to 20 because they don't pay any taxes anymore, very little. So that's the reason taxes are low.
Actually, the issue that really is galvanizing voters right now is inflation. And I think that's actually welcome, because there are a lot of aspects of that. But one of the main issues is people are connecting the dots between these enormous spending programs that have already passed. We've already passed, don't forget, $5 trillion in COVID aid packages, and the fact that Democrats want to spend even more. So, you know, just take a moment to think about that. This is more spending on any issue, any problem than we've spent, including World War II now. We have surpassed wartime spending in, you know, adjusted for inflation. I mean, it's a pretty staggering number, which somehow, magically thinking, doesn't seem to matter to anybody anymore. But that's one of the reasons that Biden is having a very hard time passing, thank heavens, the $3.5 trillion program. Now it's only $2 trillion. But even there, Democrats are scrambling to figure out how to pass it, how to fund it. They can't. I mean, there's just not any palatable compromise that Americans are going to be behind. I looked at polling today. It's kind of like, yeah, people want to help Americans, to be sure, but more than 60% say only if it isn't very expensive, and about 20% say, you know, we don't need to help people anymore because we're in a recovery. And
remember something. You know, I want to remind you something, Liz. Most Americans don't own a business. I own a business. And you can't find help. There are no employees anymore. They don't know that.
They're big
if
issues.
You give money, there's no employees. You can't give money to everyone because no one will ever work again. Doesn't anybody get that? You got to give people a choice. Starve or work. Because if you tell them you can live a pretty good life without working, they're going to choose that over a little better life but working their butt off. They don't want that. So you can't give them that choice.
That's exactly right. And so the Biden administration has done absolutely everything he could possibly do to ramp up inflation, including, to your point, create a worker shortage, because now we are in a phase of beginning to see a wage price spiral. That's what a recent poll from the National Association of Business Economists kind of leads you to believe, where companies are expecting costs to go up. Their workers are demanding raises in order to pay for higher cost of everything, and they're putting through those raises, and that just basically leads to more price increases because they have to pass along those costs. I don't know if you saw, Wayne, I think the New York Times did a thing today about most expensive Thanksgiving dinner ever coming your way.
Right.
And I think, you know, people need to kind of stop and take a look at this. I mean, this is not normal. This was not happening 6 to 8 months ago. This is totally under this administration. And by the way, just as a sort of to your point about businesses and this incredibly anti-business sort of mantra that the Biden administration has, just like the Obama administration. It's absolutely Tweedledum and Tweedledee. They have been really pressured now, you know, to do something about the supply chain problems we have, because that, too, is ramping up cost of everything. So their solution today, the port manager on one of the West Coast ports said, okay, we're going to fine the shippers for being in our ports too long. And I'm like, okay, in other words, the implication is these guys want to sit out in the ocean for, 40 days before they get their goods unloaded. What are they even talking about? I mean, the problems are there are not enough people to unload it. There's not enough container places to place the containers. I mean,
and there's no workers.
That's exactly right. And there are no truck drivers. So it is so boneheaded. It just makes your head explode. That would be their solution rather than, for example, what could they do? They could put pop-up warehouse spaces or something just to have a place to store things. There's no creative thinking in this. It's just all, let's make it harder for businesses.
I got a meme today. It was a great one. It was a picture of a gas pump. And it said, take a look at gas prices today, right? Today. Yeah. And it says like $2.20. And then underneath it, it says, just kidding, that was the last day of Trump's presidency. Now look at today's thank Joe Biden, right? I mean, what did he do to us? My God, he's killing us. He's just killing us. And I want to tell you, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, is sponsoring the latest daily Rasmussen presidential poll. And if you look at today's presidential poll, the numbers are staggering against Biden. It's 49% strongly against Biden and 21% strongly for him. So, I mean, his numbers are bad, historically bad.
Yeah, no, he has seen the worst ratings slide of any president since World War II. And so he's made history. Good for him. This is not the kind of history he was hoping for sure. But I did look at his polling today. I looked at the Real Clear Average of polls, and I was astounded to see, to your point, it actually went down. I mean, at some point, this guy has to stabilize. Part of it was that Rasmussen poll, by the way, which was extremely negative. But, I mean, it's pretty interesting to dig into some of these bigger polls, the ones that ask, 100 questions, because on things like voter trust and does Biden care about the issues I care about, the numbers are devastating. I mean, is he honest? That's pretty much now a toss-up, whereas most Americans, 9 months ago thought Biden was a pretty honest guy. No, they don't anymore. They don't think he cares about them. And by the way, the group that really has defected is lower income and middle income Americans. They know, they are adamant that Joe Biden does not care about them. That is a pretty bad look for a Democrat.
Listen, if you're black and Hispanic, you have to understand how great the 4 years of Trump were. He created the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in history. And Liz, I'm no dummy. I'm the guy who wrote at Fox News in 2015, June of 15, when Trump announced for president, and then again in September, I wrote columns saying that Trump will go down in history if he's elected. And I said, I believe he'll be elected. I was crazy because he was at 1%. And I said, if he's elected, he's the only businessman we've ever actually had. You can't count George W. Bush as a businessman. He's a rich kid who happened to own the Texas Rangers. But Trump knows business. He knows jobs. He knows taxes. I said, I believe he'll go down in history as the best black and Hispanic president ever because he'll create the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment ever. And damned if that didn't happen exactly right. I was just guessing and I was being hopeful and I was celebrating what I thought could happen. Didn't even know if he'd win, but he won and he did it. And then he lost? Does that make any sense to anybody? To a guy who's feeble and brain dead and zombie-like and doesn't get five people at a rally? Come on. Is anybody asleep at the switch here? Ridiculous.
Well, I certainly think, I think the difference is night and day. And you're right. I mean, we don't have usually a pro-business, at least the saving grace of George W. Bush's presidency and a few others, at least they hired business people. They hired people who have created jobs and who have tried to swim through regulations in order to have a startup. This crowd, like the Obama White House, is completely devoid of any kind of business expertise or experience. And so they really don't know. I mean, think about this supply chain problem. Pete Buttigieg is the point guy. What has Pete Buttigieg ever done?
He's on maternity leave.
Military. Exactly right. I mean, he credibly served in the military, so I applaud him for that. He was mayor of a smaller city, which, as someone pointed out on Twitter, it has like 32 buses, and he's Secretary of Transportation.
Oh,
I mean, the guy really doesn't know, as they say in the oil patch, he doesn't know come here from Sikkim about how to manage a huge agency.
Right.
And I think he has tens of thousands of people reporting to him. None of these people does. I mean, that is the, I'd say probably at the end of the day, that's one of the critical failures of Democrat administrations. They have no idea how to run anything. And that
Did you remember
is showing
Liz?
Up.
Liz, do you remember when Hurricane Katrina hit and Bush praised the guy named whose last name was Brown, who was the you know, the FEMA guy, and he said, "Great job, Brownie." That destroyed the entire Bush presidency because he praised the guy who was obviously doing a terrible job in New Orleans. But the media, of course, hated Bush. They made that to the biggest issue in the world, and it probably should have been because New Orleans was in a lot of trouble and this guy was doing nothing. So right now, if you had Trump as president, his Treasury Secretary was a white straight male who took maternity or paternity leave for 3 months while the nation's supply chain was dead.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what a big issue that would be? Number one headline in America.
Look, I mean, his hypocrisy is everywhere. It's in the Justice Department. So it's in the way everybody, the media, liberal media, treats everything. And it's kind of tragic, honestly. And I think more than anything, Republicans are just so tired of it. We're so tired of having our champions browbeaten for
right.
the very same things that
right.
Democrats get away with scot-free. All these
hey, Liz, we got to run. 10 seconds here. We're headed to a break. Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News. Website, LizPeek.com. Thank you, Liz. Great having you on.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR. It's free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, the new and improved USA Radio Network. We'll have more to say about that over the coming days and weeks, but lots of exciting news at USA Radio. Lots of exciting news for Wayne Allen Root locally in Las Vegas. Lots of exciting news about my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. Lots of exciting news about my podcast and streaming and all kinds of ways you're going to hear Wayne Root. Lots of announcements to make. Go to RootForAmerica.com and check out the first of many announcements right now at RootForAmerica.com, especially if you're right here in Las Vegas and you listen on my Vegas Superstation. Check it out. Go over to RootForAmerica.com and look at the news at the very top breaking news. This segment of the show is sponsored by Z-Stack, which is the new vitamin nutrition product developed by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He developed the Zelenko protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. And his new product, Z-Stack, is an incredible product. He's a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which gives you all-in-one capsule zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and quercetin. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc, of course, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. All you do, we made it simple for you, is you just go to RootForAmerica.com, click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. RootForAmerica.com, my website. You don't have to remember anyone else's website. RootForAmerica.com. Click on the link at the top to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Great stuff. And I've commented on this for many, many, many months that, you know, for the last 40 years of my life, my parents both died of cancer, 28 days apart, and I've studied nutrition my entire life. I'm the only conservative radio host. I know Savage used to have some knowledge of vitamins and nutrition. He had a PhD
in some sort of topic that allowed him to understand vitamins and nutrition. But very few people have taken vitamins for 40 years. I'm 60 years old, so I've actually taken them for 44 years because I've taken vitamins since I was 16 years old. And then, of course, when my parents died, became, you know, much more interested in them and really started the study of vitamins and nutrition. And so I haven't had the flu. I've never taken a flu shot in my life and never will. Forget about this shot, the COVID shot. I've never taken a flu shot, and I've never had the flu in the last 25 or 30 years. You know, it's been decades since I had the flu. And it's been, I estimate, about 15 years since I had a common cold. I kid you not. And those who listen to my show know the show's been on the air over 6 years, and I've never had a cold. I've never had a cough. I've never had a sneeze. I've never had a runny nose. In 6 years on the radio, I mean, you know, I'm knocking on wood and crossing my fingers and praying to God as I say it, because you don't want to jinx yourself. So up till now, haven't had a cold in 6 years of doing the show. That's an amazing track record, and it was 10 years before that. The last cold I can even slightly remember, so it's been about 15 years since I've had a cold. And the reason why is I've always taken mega doses of, and this is just, I'm not prescribing, I'm not recommending, I'm just telling you what I do, my program. Take mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, all the things in Dr. Zelenko's formula, and then I add probiotics. You have lots of friendly bacteria in your stomach, and kyolic garlic, so you have lots and lots and lots of antiviral nutrient garlic, and also lots of lysine, which is also antiviral, lots of silver, which is antiviral, and I'm trying to think about leaving anything out. Oh, selenium. I take lots of selenium. And I think that combination is so amazing that I've beaten colds and flu. And it's not like I never get them. I just said I haven't had one, haven't had the flu in 35 years, haven't had a cold in 15 years. But guess what? I feel like I'm getting sick 3-4 times a year, just like any normal person. And at that moment that I feel it, because I'm very in tune with my body, and I could tell you, you know, instantly if I feel like there's even a chance I'm getting sick, I instantly take mega doses. You know, I triple up my vitamin C. I triple up my zinc, I triple up my vitamin D, I triple up everything I'm taking, and all of a sudden, an hour later, it's gone. Or I, you know, right before I go to bed, I feel like I'm getting sick. When I wake up, it's gone. So I've never been sick, but it's because I've started to get sick, and I beat it every single time. And if I'm around people who have the flu, I take mega doses of probiotics, which is friendly bacteria to overwhelm the bad stuff. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not prescribing, I'm merely telling you what I've done and what I do, and what a miracle it's been that during the 17 months of COVID, I've never had a cold, I've never had a sniffle, and I've certainly never had COVID during 17 months. Matter of fact, if I did have COVID, I hope I did, then I have natural immunity, and it came out, never even felt it, nothing. By the way, dozens of business groups and labor unions beg Biden-Harris regime to push vaccine mandate till after Christmas. Because, first of all, you'll destroy the whole economy before Christmas. Because all these people don't want the COVID vaccine. Truckers and the people who work in the warehouses and the people at the ports, they don't want the vaccine. It's not everybody, but it's about a third or more. And so you're not going to have anybody to unload your Christmas presents or drive into the store. And the shelves are going to be bare. And second of all, what employer wants to fire everybody, a third of your workforce, the week before Christmas? This is insanity. America is insane because we have a president who is insane with dementia or Alzheimer's.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.